Such good students. I walk up in front and everybody gets quiet. Good to see everybody this morning. Hey, you know what? Tomb's still empty today. Yeah. He is risen. Praise the Lord here. We serve a risen Savior. And there's confidence in that. Amen. You know, I was reading through the gospel and what we're going to be looking at here this morning in just a little bit. But I was reading something that really grabbed my attention yesterday. And John writes in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, he says, "And truly Jesus did many other things in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." These things are written so that we can have the confidence to stand on the accounts of the eyewitnesses that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. We welcome you here this morning. And we just want to open our services here today in a moment of prayer. Just go in the stillness and the privacy of your own heart. Bring your heart before the Lord and just ask that he would speak completely to you, have control of our services, and that he would be exalted here today. Almighty, infinite Father, our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, hallowed be your name. Father, I pray that your will would be done here today. God, we exalt you as the one true living God. Father, that is established and verified and validated through the empty tomb. We praise you and thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for what you did on Friday. Oh, my Almighty God, it would be empty. It would be shallow. It would be hollow if you were still in the grave. So we praise you and thank you for your resurrection power, that you took control of all things at all times over our sin and death. God, we praise you and thank you that we have confidence in that. But Father, may we realize that it's confidence and not arrogance, confidence through the atoning sacrifice of your Son Jesus. We pray that you and you alone would be exalted here today. Father, I pray that your Spirit would have complete control here this morning of every heart, of every mind, of every mouth, of everything that we sing, of everything that we teach, of everything that we do. May you receive glory. May you have the preeminence, and may your kingdom be grown. In the name of precious Jesus, we pray it, and we know that you have heard us, for you always hear us, Almighty God. Amen.
And amen. We're going to ask everybody to please stand, and we're going to sing hymn number 216, 216, Christ Arose. Do you believe he's arisen? Say amen. All right. Here we go.
My Lord, a great way to start the service, amen? Oh, especially those sopranos getting right up there. I saw the roof rise up a little bit. Oh, happy Easter, happy Resurrection Sunday, everybody. Great place to be, amen? Hey, what a great Seder we had on Friday night. Pastor Boguski here, wasn't that phenomenal? It was really amazing. Those who were here really got to see experience real Passover, just as it was experienced 2,000 and more years ago. And it was a real blessing to have Pastor Nan here. Speaking of Pastor Nan, I heard they had a little debate this morning about who's supposed to make the coffee. Pastor said, well, Ann, you're supposed to make it. You make it better than I do. And Ann said, no, you get up earlier than I do, and you should make the coffee because I'd like to wake up to the smell of coffee in the morning. And they went back and forth. So finally Ann said, well, it's biblical that the man makes the coffee. Pastor Boguski said, what? So she pulled out the Bible. She goes through the Old Testament. She's going through the Gospels, the letters of Paul. And she goes, look, right there. And there it says, Hebrews. So he said, all right, I'll make the coffee. Anyway, we do have one announcement here this morning. Workday next Saturday from 9 to noon. Also, if you can come on Friday about noon to work with Glenn Jacobson and do a little preparation. And so if you're available on Friday and then Saturday, many hands make light work and a lot of cleanup to do outside. And we hope that we can get people here to help out with that. So please make a note of that. And I think the rest of the bulletin you can go through or yourself. Let's have the ushers come forward. As they do, let's all stand, and we're going to recite together Isaiah 25:8. Let's go ahead and recite that now. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. Isaiah 25:8. Gary, would you lead us in a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day we can be in your house. We thank you we can sing the song with confidence, up from the grave he arose. Today, we just pray that we thank you for providing for each of our needs. And as we return unto you these tithes and offerings, we pray, Lord, that you will use them to accomplish your will in your glory, in your time, so that others may know with confidence that our Lord and Savior has risen. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
How do you not say amen to that? Woo! We're going to ask everybody to please stand, and we're going to praise the Lord together in song. I'm going to read a couple scripture verses here real quick. And it says in Romans 3, 23 through 25, and you know this song that we've been learning all month talks about the fact that the Lamb of God in our place, his blood poured out, my sin erased. It was his death. It was my death. You died. I am raised to life. In Romans 3, 23, most of us know that verse. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God had set forth to be a propitiation, a substitute for us, a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Amen. Amen. That is something to rejoice about. Let's sing this song. I hope you've come to love it as we have.
Poured out.
Praise you, Jesus. We're going to sing about some things that we believe, one of which is He is risen. Amen. Says in the Bible that we're not going to be here forever and Jesus is coming back, amen? We are, in fact, but a moment, a flash. He's going to come back in the twinkling of an eye. We are a moment and He is forever. It says in Hebrews, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, amen? Let's sing this song right now. We are a moment. praise you. We thank you for an indescribable gift when you sent your son to come to earth and die for our sins. And we praise you for the gift that is the resurrection, for the power, for the hope, for the healing, for the restoration, for all those things that are found through the precious blood of your son and his resurrection from the grave. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. May we praise you daily, not just this morning. Lord, you alone are worthy of our praise. We humbly bow collectively as this body of believers right now here in this church and acknowledge you as Lord God Almighty. Use Pastor as he brings your word this morning, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
job. Thank you so much, choir. Thank you, ladies. It is good to be in the house of the Lord here this morning on this, the Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate His resurrection. And this morning, we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper prior to the message, the primary message that we're going to have here this morning. So I'm going to ask our deacons if they would come, and we'll prepare that to give to you what we call communion. Just want to extend some things here to those who are with us this morning. We believe here in what's called open communion. What is that? Well, you don't have to be a member of our church to partake of the Lord's Supper. However, you do have to be a member of God's family to partake of the Lord's Supper. You have had to have professed Him as Lord, surrendered your life to Him, and asked Him and accepted His gift of salvation, and asking Him for forgiveness of your sins. And we see that in Scripture. And we're going to look at that here in just a moment from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And communion is a time of remembrance as well as a time of reflection. It's to remember what Christ did for us on the cross. But it's also a time to reflect upon our own lives. And indeed, we're told in Scripture that we're to examine ourselves. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 27, it says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." The skinny interpretation of that, if we have sin in our life as a believer and we willingly ignore that and partake of communion, we are ignoring God's sacrifice. We're treating it as a joke. And the consequences of that are very serious. This is a very sacred thing that we do here. It's something that we look back upon. Also in an unworthy manner, in which I already stated, which means if you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, please, please, for your sake, don't partake of this. Just simply let it, the elements pass you by. But this morning I'm going to read through some other verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And Paul was actually addressing this very thing in the Corinthian church, that they had turned the Lord's Supper into a mockery. He says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus came on the same night in which he was betrayed, and he took bread. And it says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it." Now, those of you who were in attendance with us Friday night for the Passover Seder, in which Reverend Boguski gave to us, and we appreciate him doing that, there's something that stood out to me that spoke to my heart. You see, this was not just Jesus giving us a memorial to look back on him, but he was saying, "This is me." Now, let me clarify, it doesn't mean that we believe in transubstantiation and that the bread turns into the flesh of Christ and that the wine turns into his blood. That is not biblical. But what Jesus is saying there is, "I am the one who has come to be the atoning sacrifice for your sins. This is me. I am him." In Isaiah chapter 53, it says that all of our iniquities were laid upon him, and by his stripes, upon his body, we are healed. the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, thank you for your body. Thank you for taking our sin and our pain upon your body. Father, I pray as we look back on your sacrifice, may we understand what that entailed for you, not just a physical suffering, but the spiritual of being separated from your Holy Father because of our sin. But it had to be you. You were the only sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the world. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your sacrifice on our behalf. We ask this in the name of Christ. Amen. And then we have the cup. The cup is indicative of the blood of Christ. Why the blood? Simply put, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or forgiveness of sin. We see that repeated throughout Scripture, Leviticus 17:11, Hebrews 9:22, just to name a couple. The life is in the blood. And the life-giving power, eternal life, could only come through the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world, as John would proclaim in John 1. In verse 29. In the book of Exodus, chapter 12, when the first Passover was instituted, and God had commanded that each family would slaughter an animal and strike the lintel and the doorposts of their doorway to their home. God said, when I see the blood, when I see the sign of the blood, I will pass over. Actually, I will hover over you. You see, as it says in Isaiah chapter 1, that through his shed blood, our sins are made as white as the new driven snow. And here in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant. In other words, animal sacrifices are no longer needed. In my blood, this do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we come into your presence and I thank you for the shed blood of your Son. Father, I'm reminded often that the only thing that could wash my dirty stains of sin as white as snow was the precious red blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for that new covenant. I thank you, Father, that we can push forward in confidence because of your atoning sacrifice. Father, may we not be flippant or forgetful of that gift and that what it cost you to give. May you be honored and exalted and glorified now, Lord, in your service, this your church, as we break open your word. For in the name of Jesus, we pray and ask it. For your glory alone, we ask it. Amen.